All right, let's get started. Before we begin tonight, I really wanted to acknowledge the thousands of men and women that really have poured a lot of their energy and time and heart into this stadium. It's unbelievable. Our team, we're so damn excited to be here. And so for all the men and women who've created this, this lasting legacy, we want to make sure we acknowledge to all of you how much we appreciate all the work you've put in. As earlier, we're so damn excited to play. Didn't turn out like we liked tonight in terms of the way the finish happened for us, but I did want to acknowledge it's so special to be here back with our fans and in this our home. So we're really excited to get rolling. I'll hit you on some of the things I liked, and then I'll hit you on some of the things I didn't from the game. What I liked from the ball, defensively, they forced four fumbles. They recovered three. I thought that part I was pleased with. What I didn't, you know, we missed a fourth down op. We had a chance to, you know, I thought go down and convert. We had a tip ball that was an interception on the first play of the game. Those are the things I didn't like. From an injury update, we'll have a better update for you tomorrow for Hill and Graff and Reynolds. Past that, everybody's in good shape heading to it. So with that, I'm glad to open it up to your questions on a new night here.
Coach, what didn't work for Matt Ryan in the offense today?
On the first pass, it was a tip ball, and it was good to have Hu and Gabe back in the lineup tonight. Offensively, I thought the run game was clean, especially with Teron Ward early on. As far as not getting a sack, we took a couple shots down the field. On the third drive, I thought we did a better job of moving down the field, led. But I'll have a better sense when I go back through with the tape tomorrow.
So we
started West tonight, and next week it may be different. We're going to take this thing all the way through the preseason before we make our decisions. We're comfortable with both men. We both played center. They both played guard. And that was kind of part of the plan, to come in all week and take the evaluation through. We'll do it again Thursday, and then I'll have an update for you before we start the regular season.
How did Julio play, and could you discuss the play of Jack Crawford?
Sure. On the first one with Julio, it was just great getting him back in. You felt his intent right away. He wanted some shots down the field, and there was certainly, for his mindset, he was hoping to get his chance to go hit a big one. He was anxious to show he'd really put the work in from a rehab standpoint to show he's really ready to play. And Jack Crawford, for those who have been following the team, you've seen the activity that he's had as a defensive lineman, so it's good to see that come to life for us today. He's an active guy inside. He's taller than a lot of defensive tackles at 6'5", but he plays with the quickness of a lighter guy.
Hugh, does the way the offense, first teamers play today, does it change the way you will handle them in the fourth game?
It doesn't, and it'll be part of the evaluation for sure. I've been pleased for the first couple weeks in terms of what we had, and so today I wasn't on some aspects, but I'll look at it more tomorrow, Zach, and have a better feel, but it won't go into the factor of who needs more work into next week's game.
What's the progress on Alex Gray so far right now?
Well, I can say he's improved a lot, and Thomas could probably share on this story earlier. Before we played at Miami a few weeks ago, he said, first game as a Falcon. He said, no, TD, my first game. And I thought for him to go and change sports and to play at the highest level quickly would be difficult, and his transition has gone very well. So he's got good hands, to play tight end. He's got size and length. We're getting him up to speed in the run game, but he's a bright guy. Formations and shifts and motions, that part, he's done a good job, and he does have very good hands.
Coach, can you talk about Tech's performance tonight?
Yeah, we really felt like he did show in a positive way. I think this past week in practice was one of the first times, and Thomas and I, we said, he really looks like he's coming into his own, health-wise, confidence in what we're doing, knowledge of the scheme. So all the time that missed, he was good mentally, but we really felt that physicality really shine through today. I had said earlier he was probably a little stronger than I thought, and I think that showed today. So I love his intent. He certainly connected, with the other guys we're playing. We like the rotation of guys that we use today on the defensive line.
What about seeing him go down the field to make a tackle?
That part of his game was always there, and it was that kind of effort and toughness that was part of our evaluation and first attracted to his style of play. And when you grade players with a C and a T, our competitiveness, our toughness, he had one of the highest ones, that we graded, and that was important to us. And it's good to see that part of his game really coming to life today.
Takari's played really good today, and he was so aggressive. Almost reminds me like John Randall, kind of like. What can you tell me about him? Right
it's now? It's the effort and strain that he wants to play with. Stop talking about Tack. He's still learning, but it's coming on faster, and he's able to not make the same mistakes, even in practice. Let's get that corrected. We see it the next day or the next rep. He's able to really progress quickly. So we're encouraged by what we see so far. We'll get him some more turns again next week. He didn't play in the first one, so we did some last week, a little more this week, and we'll get going again with him next week. So we're encouraged so far. It's the toughness, the speed, the effort, all those things that make the style of defense that we want to play come to life.
Coach, there were some things in Pittsburgh with special teams you wanted to work on this week, and then today there were some moves up and down. Could you comment on the special teams play tonight?
We thought we really improved from a punt standpoint. That was one that we spent a good bit of work on this week. We've tried different guys in different roles to see how it would come. I was disappointed to see a couple of fouls that we had, one on punt return, and I thought we could have fielded some more cleanly in punt return. So we didn't get a lot of turns for Andre, but that was kind of by design. We thought we'd get one kickoff, one punt, and then keep evaluating some of the other players as we're going through. And we're finding, all the information we want out, of all the guys going through. Some of it good, some of it not so good. And for us to find that out, that's part of the evaluation process.
One of the areas after the first preseason game that you had said that you wanted to see improve was your team knocking the ball loose in the forced fumble area. What do you think changed from that moment to now? Or do you think it's just one of those things where it's guys getting more comfortable with the style that you want to see?
I'd have to say it really did change. And I thought the first part of training camp, the mindfulness to go after it was really strong. And I thought it waned a little bit. And then this week, we totally felt it ramp back up. The mindset, the attitude for it. So I'm not surprised that we got so many out today because of what it looked like at practice. Duke Riley was at the very front of that, and so was Deion Jones in practice trying to go for it. So never a surprise to see Keanu Neal force a fumble. Strong Cuz is back and alive and well. And that 6-inch punch that he has, it's hard to deal with. It did not at all, and the field surface was terrific. It's identical to the one that we have in Flowery Branch. And as far as the halo board, it's very high, and we came in yesterday as a team to kind of go through to make sure where the scoreboard, where's the game clock, where's the shot clock. We caught some punts, but honestly, they thought of all those details ahead of time, and it totally came through for us in the biggest way.
Ricardo Allen made some plays earlier in the game, showing his presence.
Yep.
What is it about him that's changed from last year to this year?
We challenged him on a number of areas, and I was happy to see him make some plays on the ball tonight. It was one of the areas we had discussed maybe 10 days ago of some areas he was looking to really work on over this next block. And so for him to play some man-to-man, make some plays on it, the quickness he was playing with, I was very happy with his play tonight.
Coach, how will you approach this first week heading into game four?
The guys will have off tomorrow, and then the way we'll prepare for Thursday's game, our Monday will be like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we'll do a walkthrough. So we'll take that block of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then even on Thursday we'll do some walkthrough to get ready. There'll be plenty of things that we'll want to emphasize for our own self to get better in the areas we'd like to address. And then as the week progresses on, we'll spend more time on Jacksonville. The first part of the week will be almost solely devoted to things that we want to address and get better at.
Good.
All right. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you Thursday.